Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Always great to be here, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Yeah, let's start in the upstate. The search for a permanent home for the Greenville Triumph and Greenville Liberty professional soccer clubs is at an end, and the destination is Bridgeway Station, the planned community in Malden, just south of Greenville. The club, in a development agreement with Hughes Investments, developer of Bridgeway Station, has announced plans for a 10,000-seat multi-use stadium that is estimated to cost between $80 million and $100 million. Work is expected to begin on the stadium in 2025 with plans to open the following year. So some big news on the soccer front. Moving up to Greenville, a startup accelerator has opened in a new innovation district in Greenville that seeks to attract tech-themed startups from across the country to the city. The accelerator will be housed in the recently opened Crescent One Innovation District, which is a collaborative effort between Hartness Development, Flywheel Coworking, and Furman University's Innovation Lab. The accelerator, called the Founderville Startup Residence Program, seeks to attract 20 new software or tech-enabled startups to Greenville over the next 5 years and 80 over the next decade. Each startup would receive $100,000, but Mike, there is a catch. They must commit to staying in Greenville for at least 1 year.
Well, you know, it's good to hear about these entrepreneurial resources continuing to be created here in our state. And where are we heading next?
Actually, we're heading down south to the Lowcountry. The Charleston County School Board, in a 5-4 vote, recently approved a special tax district proposed by the city of Charleston that sets the stage for the redevelopment of Union Pier on Charleston's peninsula. As you probably know, that's one of the most valuable pieces of property in all of Charleston. The board's vote, which followed the county council's prior approval, was the final piece for the project to move forward. And all that's left now is for the city to approve both agreements, and that's expected to happen later this month. Now, plans for the site are still in the works. That's a 65-acre property, but the city has mentioned parks and access to waterfront and affordable housing.
Sometimes it's hard to believe they can still squeeze more things into the peninsula there.
Yeah, I know. I was just down there last month walking around. It's pretty bustling. Across the harbor, the National Medal of Honor Center for Leadership, an organization that focuses on leadership through the core values of Medal of Honor recipients, has announced plans to build a $75 million, 50,000-square-foot training center and immersive visitor center at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. So the facility will feature multimedia exhibits and interactive galleries and installations designed to bring the stories of Medal of Honor recipients to life. So construction is set to begin in 2025 and a grand opening in 2027.
Okay, and I guess this just leaves the Midlands.
That's right. At long last, we now know with the all-new, all-electric Scout SUV and pickup truck that will be built in Blythewood will look like and what they'll be called. The Scout Traveler SUV and the Scout Terra pickup truck will be the first Scout vehicles to roll off an assembly line in over 44 years. The Terra's matte gray finish pays tribute to the first Scout 80 truck, which rolled off the assembly line in blue in 1962, while the reddish-orange tone of the Traveler reflects the Tahitian red tone of the last Scout International Harvester, which rolled off the line in 1980, which my dad owned, by the way. And if you're wondering, entry models of the Traveler will start at $50,000, and the Terra entry model will start at $51,500.
All right, what else do you got?
The Columbia Metropolitan Airport, in a unique project, is looking to partner with a developer to construct a hotel on airport property due to demand for more high-quality accommodations. The airport has selected Collier, South Carolina, to list and market a hotel site on an approximately 2-acre parcel on the airport's campus. It would offer land as a ground lease and would look for a developer to construct and operate the hotel. Early plans show a 4-story hotel with 150 rooms that would direct access to the airport. So obviously the airport is seeing a huge surge in passengers, so it's fitting that they might want to build a hotel right there on the campus of the airport. And finally, a report from a national organization has revealed Benedict College's economic impact on the Midlands region. United Negro College Fund, the nation's largest minority and education organization, recently unveiled the 2024 HBCU Economic Impact Report, showing that Benedict College generates $79 million in total economic impact to Columbia's in the Midlands economy.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for your time and the update.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks again for having me.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes multiple business journals across the state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.